Welcome. This is Adi Marina Today, a podcast brought to you by One Page Africa, and I am your host, Hope Orivri. Joining us today as the Maritime Code of Practice to Protect Women in Maritime Security is launched is Dr. Emma Birikron. She's the Acting Director, Faculty of Academic Affairs and Research at the Kofi Annan International Peacekeeping Training Center in Accra, Ghana. Dr. Birikron, you're welcome. Kindly help us understand what this Maritime Code of Practice to Protect Women in Maritime Security is all about.
Thank you so much for the question and for your interest in the work that we are doing. We are in the process of implementing a project on integrated responses to threats to maritime safety and security in the Gulf of Guinea maritime domain, which focuses on West and Central Africa. As part of the project, we've been interacting with a lot of women in West and Central Africa, trying to understand the challenges they have, why we do not have so many women in the maritime space, and even those that are in the maritime space, is what are some of the issues that they have. So there are various components of the project that we are currently undertaking. Now, in exchanging with a lot of our interlocutors, some of the things they say include the fact that women do not have opportunities in their maritime spaces. They don't have a lot of jobs. There's discrimination, there's sexual harassment. There are repercussions when sexual harassment issues are reported. And there are also issues around cultural sensitivities. These are all issues that have come up when we interact with women in the maritime industry. And so one of the things that we thought we needed to do was that, well, there are lots of organizations that really have very good intentions, but they do not know how to go about things. If you want to address the issues of gender equality in an organization, where do you start from? What are some of the parameters that you need to be aware of? And so this code of practice was developed to give organizations, institutions, even at the state level, as well as even to the local sub-state level, some ideas of where to start from, the things that they can put in their like standard operation procedures, when they are doing policies, what are some of the things they can put into these documents. And so this is why the code of practice was developed. It's a code of practice about women, for women, to support women's advancement in the maritime space.
Let me just chip in. For everything you've mentioned, fine, but I know very many people will say, but these things are already existing in different documents all around different areas of the maritime industry, particularly even for seafarers. So as you speak, can you kindly tell us what is going to be very spectacular about this and probably the model that will work differently from what is in existence?
There are a lot of things that are existing, but a lot of them are also very disparate. It's difficult to find one document in one organization that encompasses all the various things that this particular code of conduct touches on. And so you'd find that in several organizations, you'd have one small clause in the SOP of the organization that touches on sexual harassment, and then it leaves it there.
Yeah.
Then they look at their structures and they realize, okay, maybe we are lacking in this particular realm.
Yeah.
Let us put a bit of emphasis there. Then there are issues around cultural sensitivity, issues that concern women. I mean, there are things that women are concerned about culturally that may not necessarily concern men.
Yeah.
You know, so all these issues have been put together in one document so that the organization would take it and then they can study it and see how
have
they can
a deep understanding
it.
Of what.
Yes. So interestingly, what KIPTC has done, we actually didn't have. We have a gender policy at the KIPTC,
yeah,
but nothing very specific on maritime. So what we have done is to do like a model policy statement. So for example, any organization can take it and then they can model their own institutional policy on this. The code of practice.
Okay, now, I know one thing as a development strategist. It's not enough to establish this. I want to see something that has to do with engagement with the women. How have you fashioned that into this? Because it's here, it's been launched, and the companies, organizations are going to try as much as possible to adopt each one of them into their policy and all that. But I want to see, how are women going to be engaged, and then sustainable engagement that will make them feel that sense of fulfillment and confidence. It's okay, yes, we have a voice, we have a platform where our voices can be heard, where we can be considered in all of the issues that we have raised or that have been a burden to our hearts over time.
This is absolutely important, and this is why in developing this particular document, we made sure that it was participatory. There was a whole consultation process. So we spoke to a lot of women's groups. We spoke to organizations. We engaged with state actors, non-state actors. So that is how this document was developed. So there have been several stages of the development of the code of practice. And so the culmination of it is where we are bringing all those people that we have engaged from the beginning. So during the launch, we heard that WIMA was part of the organization.
WISTA,
NIMASA, all these groups, we have been engaging them consistently over the years. And so this document, even though we are launching it, is not necessarily new to them. They have been part of it already.
Okay.
And so it's easy when you are part of a document in the production stages, it's
very
easy
important
for you to own it and implement it. And that's why we have confidence in it. We didn't live in our little corner and then write a document and like, yeah, take it and apply it.
I think you've answered
exactly.
This. So congratulations once again the launch of this code of practice for women in maritime security.
Thank you.
Nice speaking with
you. We hope that you will also make sure it is populated.
Amplified. Yes.
And that you also make sure that in your own organization,
yes,
it is implemented, because you are also in the maritime space.
Yes, I am.
The media space, sometimes we think is not
It's a core.
Exactly.
It's a core.
Exactly. So you have to make sure that your own space is also implemented.
Will do.
So thank you for your
interest. Thank you so much.